Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, June 3rd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, should you take a desk job and the disgusting dangers lurking around your office? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Career Builder conducted a survey recently gauging how workers felt about desk jobs versus non-desk jobs. Michael Irwin, senior career advisor for Career Builder, says that people at both types of jobs are likely to report being happy in their current roles, although folks with desk jobs may complain a little bit more.
They're in an environment where they can vent to coworkers, so they're more likely to voice some of their concerns, where somebody who is working away from the office and doesn't have a desk has nobody to really complain to.
That being said, 38% of non-desk job workers reported having no complaints about their work environment, compared to just 14% of those behind a desk. One place folks with desk jobs may not be complaining is when they go to the bank, as they tend to receive better salaries.
People who said that they had a desk job were twice as likely to make six figures, while those working in non-desk jobs were twice as likely to make less than $35,000.
Health-wise, folks with desk jobs are more likely to report being overweight, and 46% of workers in desk jobs said they've gained weight in their current position. That compares to just 30% of workers at non-desk jobs. However, folks with non-desk jobs are more likely to get burnt out.
They're not in the office. They're away from the office, and sometimes they don't know what's going on with the company, and that really pushes them to work a little bit harder and unfortunately burn them out.
As we continue, if you chose that desk job, we'll look at all the ways your office could be making you sick.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
If you've decided a desk job is best for you, or you are already working in one, keep in mind some of these disgusting dangers lurking around your office. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill said, first and foremost, you should probably avoid using those communal and reusable coffee mugs.
Half of office coffee cups have fecal bacteria on them. Gross. And that's because often people use that shared sponge, you know, that one that's sitting next to the office sink. That thing is teeming with bacteria.
Speaking of bacteria, your phone, keyboard, mouse are foul and have 400 times more bacteria on them than the office toilet seat.
The toilet seat, the cleaning people come and they probably clean it, you know, every night or whatever. They probably don't touch your keyboard and your mouse, and you're just touching it all the time with germy hands, and they're just filled with bacteria.
Reed Blackwelder, president of the American Academy of Family Physicians, says you should disinfect these surfaces frequently to help prevent illness. Speaking of getting sick, about 15% of all asthma cases in the U.S. can be blamed on office air.
The air around you, I mean, there's dust and allergens. Sometimes there's worse things than that. And that really triggers people's asthma. I mean, 15% of all the asthma cases in the U.S. from the workplace is a pretty shocking statistic.
The National Heart, Blood, and Lung Institute recommends that employees report any breathing problems to company officials as soon as they occur and to see a physician as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it's not just physical ailments. 83% of employees report feeling stressed by one part of their job, with 1 in 10 saying their coworkers were the biggest source of stress. That's according to a study by Harris Interactive on behalf of Everest College. Employees who have high levels of stress have health costs that are 50% higher than those with lower levels of stress. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.